No FOMO, no mo. Play a board game review for me.
Now playing a board game review recorded by the Swarmcast Podcast.
Trampoline Zombies by Twilight Creations, Inc. For 2 to 6 players, ages 8 and up, plays in about 20 minutes. Every now and then, you just fall apart. Trampoline parks are fun, unless you happen to be a zombie. Your body parts don't seem to stay where they should. Now you have to put yourself back together. Maybe you can grab the better body parts, you know, the less icky ones. Trampoline Zombies is a game where you need to reassemble your body with the best arms, legs, and heads you can find. Once a player completes their zombie with this unique push-your-luck game mechanic, the zombie with the most points wins.
All right, so who was playing Trampoline Zombies?
That would be Ruby.
Meanie.
Calvin.
The Bee Corn.
And, very stunned John. So, this is going to be hard. What's the good thing we could say about Trampoline Zombies?
The cards feel nice.
Yeah.
We all universally agree the cards feel nice.
Demotican.
For a game that's made for younger players, they're durable.
They're cute cards, art-wise.
Sure. Mm. We'll say that.
It plays within the 20 minutes.
It definitely
plays
quickly.
It does play within the 20 minutes.
It does not overstay its welcome.
But I'd rather stroke the cards than play the game.
So, yeah, moving into the bad.
Which moves into the bad category. Don't everybody go at once. Ruby.
The rules. I literally read them word for word. There's not a lot of rules, so you'd think it would be an easy game, but it doesn't really answer your questions about the things that come up. As you play, now, I will say, if you play the game at least once, when you muddle your way through it, you realize why the rules are written the way they do, and it makes sense, and I think the second time you play the game, it might be more fun and understandable.
If you choose to play the game the second time.
Correct.
Fair enough. Okay, so
I would give it at least one more shot now that I've played it once and we've seen what actually, how it plays out.
Okay, but for the most part, not a great rule book.
No. It's not.
Okay. I didn't like the fact that it's like, well, I don't know what this card does. I know I have to figure out what it says on the rulebook. So now I got to ask in front of everybody, hey, what does this do?
Right.
Just in case I have this card.
Right. Yeah.
And I think unanimously we all agree that the back of the card should have some sort of marker as to what body part they are.
Correct. So essentially with this game is you have a completed zombie, a large card, oversized card in the middle of the table, and then you have a left arm, a left leg, a right leg, and a head. All of their backs are identical. But you do have to separate them all out. You do have to shuffle each pile because that's what you're drawing from in the game.
Right. And I think for younger players and for some older players, left and right is kind of challenging.
That was my bad stuff. I think that was all of our bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we didn't quite understand.
And
there's no real reason not to push your luck.
Right.
Because you're more likely to get doubles than you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were all playing going, God, it's like almost impossible to bust. And then Nini busts on her first roll.
Right. So.
And the second.
So.
That's true.
So, oh, I'm not sure if there's much for the other category.
There was also no real definition of what you do with discarded cards.
Yeah.
So we were just like, well, let's put it on the bottom of that deck.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
So, hey, other category, if you want to liven up this game a little or make it a little bit easier to play, put the middle part on a Lazy Susan or something like that rotates.
I can see cards flying everywhere.
Well, I'm not saying give it a big spin.
But you don't want to put it on a motorized one?
I'm not saying play it like Wheel of Fortune. I'm saying
that would liven it up, right?
To liven it up, like set it on
fire. To liven
it
up, yeah, set it on fire.
All right, my other, and this is kind of a good, it's more of an, you know, when you have a completed zombie from the torso and all the parts, it's cute looking because they're all mismatched and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So it's cute.
Yeah.
If you have an adult playing with a kid.
For cute zombies.
Yeah. I'm not sure ages 8 and up, I guess.
Is it 8 and up?
It's 8 and up.
I think it's 8 and up because they have to say 8 and up. They can't say 6 and up.
Yeah.
Because of zombies.
Yeah.
This would be a good game for
I mean,
a few 8-year-olds and one adult to play.
Yeah.
But not for, like, a bunch of adults and a teenager to play.
All right, so this was Trampoline Zombies by Twilight Creations.
Boy, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Check out SwarmcastPodcast.com for more board game reviews.